This is a breaking news special report episode of Heads in the Cloud. Graham and I were going to talk about the Star to Star and Blueface merger. And
hot off the press.
Directly from our new CEO, Alan Foy. Stay tuned.
Heads in the Cloud. With your hosts, David Portnowitz and Graham Potter.
Welcome to today's episode of Heads in the Cloud. I'm David Portnowitz.
I'm Graham Potter.
This is a special episode. We're going to talk
about the very special.
Just recently announced Star to Star and Blueface merger.
Yeah.
So we talk a lot about the industry. We talk about mergers. It's only fair that we talk about our own merger, right?
Why not? We can't ignore that. We'll brag about it. I think it's awesome. So
we just announced last week, or whenever this is going to be announced, whenever this is going to be released. They don't tell me that kind of information. It was announced in early January.
What do you do? Who are you?
That we merge with an Irish company, an Irish UC company, Blueface.
Yeah.
And we're going to have Alan Foy, who is the CEO of the new combined group. So he's our new CEO. He's our new boss, Graham. We got to be very careful.
Behave ourselves. Yeah, mind our P's and Q's, as they say.
Absolutely. We have to be very, very respectful of Mr. Foy and his Irish roots. So we're going to say we're really excited about the merger. I think
this year for the combined company is great. It puts us in a position that's quite unique in the marketplace with our full spectrum kind of solution, where we've always gone to market since we started the business in 06 with that hybrid solution. Now we add a lot more strings to our bow, for want of a better word.
Blueface has a tremendous hosted solution.
Yep. Pan-European.
All throughout Europe, and they're expanding even more. They have operations here in North America, and we're going to be merging the two companies together. And nothing will change to start with. It'll be business as usual. For our partners here, it's business as usual. We're going to be adding some new products to your portfolio that we're going to be talking about later on this year.
But a greatly extended reach.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the ability to sell even more, we
had that ability to sell overseas, but expand that reach for our partners, give them more options, especially in Western Europe. But obviously that will be moving even further east as the year goes on. And I think there's like a palpable excitement within the company. I think there's a lot of sort of general...
Oh, I think there's a buzz around
it.
It's real interesting. And, the two companies, whilst we're, thousands of miles apart, we're culturally very, very similar.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And technically, we're also very similar in some of the things that we've done and our approach, which is quite an amazing find when you think about it.
Yep.
So
to have our backbones be very similar technology be very complementary, that's hard to find. And it's hard to find. You're sort of like looking for a puzzle piece that you didn't know you were looking for, and then when you find it, you put together, it's like, oh, holy cow, this is...
You start adding some of these technologies to as a combined solution to the market.
Yeah,
so.
And it's been it's been, obviously, we've been working with Blueface now for the last year and a half. And so there's been a lot going on. It's what started as more of a commercial relationship has ended in a merger. And I think that's always fun to see. And, in the industry today, you've got to remain innovative. You've got to remain, vigilant. You've got to keep pushing the envelope. And I think this is another way that Star to Star is doing that. I'm excited to talk to Alan and hear what he has to say about the future of the company. And I'm sure we'll do more of these with some other
Blueface. We'll find out a bit about Alan as well, he's an interesting guy.
And we'll talk
guy,
to more and more so. Blueface folks as the year goes along. We'll bring in some other teams, some other members, and see, introduce them to you guys so you know who they are. And look, we're excited to get this thing off the ground and moving. I think it's the right time for the company.
I think someone's at the door.
Who's over there?
I think it's Alan. I think Alan's one.
Alan's here?
Yeah, I think Alan's here.
All right.
Folks, we're actually at the studio. we're actually at the studio.
Yeah, we're going to have Alan in studio.
In studio. This is kind of a rarity. So
a nice treat
for
our guests, so. Mostly for me and Graham. But
yeah, well.
All right, we'll see you on the other side of the interview. Welcome back. Today we have a very special guest in studio.
But only still, no crudités.
No crudités.
And still no blue or red M&Ms.
I didn't even get a drink. You guys got water.
I got water. I got water. Oh, no, seriously, yeah. Producer's just giving you a bottle of water. Anyway, okay. get on with it, baby.
So, special guest, the new CEO of Star Blue, the combined company of Star to Star and Blueface, hey. Alan Foy. Applause, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. We have to clap. We don't have money for sound effects or anything like that.
Great to be here in studio. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Graham, how many in-studio guests have we had now? Is this our second or third?
This will be our third. Don't you remember we've had one of the stars. We've had Star to Star. We had John Roth.
Oh, John Roth.
And
we had Crazy
Steve Shomba. Yeah, your friend.
So
anyone with a funny accent like me, though.
Only me.
You're our first international overseas person in studio. We did have a gentleman from Israel a few weeks ago, but that was over the phone. Alas,
that's probably our furthest afield. Kind of interview. So
we're going to be talking a little bit to Alan about the Star to Star and Blueface merger, a little bit about Alan's bio, where he comes from, what beer he prefers, what are his favorite animals, those kinds of things. So we'll start off. So Alan, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you come from, how'd you get involved in the UC space, and yeah.
Okay, thank you. Well, first of all, obviously, Alan's my name. I grew up in Dublin, Ireland.
Hey, you can tell the accent there, mate.
A great place. Yeah. My mum is English, actually. Yeah. My dad is Irish. But basically, I grew up in Dublin, on the north side of the city. For those of you who are from Ireland, you'll know that there's a big divide between north and south in Dublin. Mm-hmm. So the north side of the city, I went to the same school as you two.
A few years behind.
I was going to say. A few years behind.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not quite your vintage,
I think. Not quite my vintage. And then I went on to a university in Ireland called Trinity College, where I studied business studies. I also did a research degree on strategy, believe it or not. Then I kind of spent a bit of time in an insurance company called Coyle Hamilton, which was bought by Willis, and I was in an area called business transformation and change. And then I went to an investment firm called NCB Stockbrokers, which was basically one of Ireland's leading independent investment houses, and I pretty much did lots of things there, which was great. And I left there, and I got into Blueface, pretty much.
And Dublin has sort of become a tech hub, right? I mean, there's a ton of Facebook, I think, has a spot there. I think Google has a spot there. I mean, tell us a little bit about why Dublin's been so popular for these tech companies.
Yeah, it's really interesting because actually Dublin has been referred to as the Silicon Valley of Europe in many respects. And you're absolutely right. Pretty much all of the major global tech companies are based in Ireland.
A lot of the contact centers were there, but that not so much of that goes on these days there. But I was there. I think when you and I first met a couple of years ago, it was 19 years before I'd previously been in Dublin, and that was to specifically see Hertz, which is a European contact centre, because there was a lot of benefits for companies moving, out of the UK, out of different environments, and setting up these European centres.
Yeah,
and,
well, it's really interesting because Ireland has actually done really well, obviously, at attracting foreign direct investment on one level, obviously attracting very large tech companies. And then as a result of that, there's been this kind of huge spawning of a startup culture as well. Mm-hmm. So actually, if people are trying to start up new businesses, Dublin hasn't really been...
And then get purchased by...
Exactly. Yes, so it's creating that whole ecosystem.
Right,
basically.
Right.
But it's, really vibrant. In Dublin right now, for example, I think something like 25 to 30% of people who live in Dublin are actually not from Ireland.
That's crazy.
They're from Spain, Portugal, France, Germany, and so on. So you've got a huge kind of diversity right now, which makes it a very, very vibrant place. So, I definitely recommend you visit Dublin.
Yeah, I've never been. Yeah.
Probably even more now after Brexit, I would think. So.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Am I allowed to say that?
Well, you are. I'm not.
It's not a political podcast. Exactly. Keep your musings to yourself. So tell us a little bit about the history of Blueface and sort of...
Yeah, tell us a bit about background about the company, how it started. And
yeah, great. So Blueface was very much one of the first VoIP providers in Ireland and actually started its life as a residential alternative VoIP player back in 2004. By the way, for those of you who are wondering where the name comes from, that's always a question. It's basically talk till you're blue in the face and it won't cost you an arm and a leg. It's part of the expression.
There you go.
I didn't come
that's
up with
this. Smiley face.
Yeah, exactly.
Smiley
face in the logo. Exactly. Gotcha. And basically, so really it was very successful in that kind of residential space early on. When I basically bought into the company, I did a management buy-in, which was backed by Lord Ivy, the Guinness family. Mm-hmm. So yes, I do like Guinness. And
we'll be touching on that
later on.
But basically, we basically pivoted the company into the B2B space and really focused on building out that whole kind of B2B proposition early on. Yeah.
And you guys have been successful really in that wholesale, you got in that in selling to the Lex and things like that. That's been a good model for you guys in the past, right?
Yeah, it's really interesting because we focus very, very heavily on the product. Yeah. Really focus on what we believe in, you know, building out a really strong hosted product, yeah. Which got a lot of interest early on. We basically have, you know, basically large mobile operators who effectively white label that mm-hmm. that offering into their business and channel. And yeah, so we have a lot of interest and strong attraction to the wholesale space. And in many respects, that's how we actually connected with Start a Star early on. Yeah. But ultimately, it's really, really interesting because at a macro level, there's so much happening, as you know, in the sector. There's kind of this huge, kind of fast-paced growth, obviously, in markets. And there's obviously a lot of consolidation. But a lot of these larger players, particularly in the wholesale space, are looking for new, innovative, differentiated
tired
offerings.
Of BroadSoft.
Exactly.
Yes.
So where is Blueface in terms of its spread? You know, it's kind of a pan-European
operation. Yeah. So we're actually one of the few, if not the only, pan-European UCaaS provider today. So we operate in Ireland, the UK, Italy, France, Spain, and Germany.
With plans to expand to even
with,
more.
Absolutely, yeah. With plans to expand even more. And in fact, we would have international customers which operate in other countries outside of those territories. But in terms of actually, you know, directly selling, that's effectively what we do right now.
So, you know, you met Norm, you met Graham, and you met Norm, and you met a few of our folks at an event, and sort of how did this come to be?
Well, actually, I'm just delighted I'm here with Graham on this show, on this well-respected international show, because actually Graham is the first person I met from Star to Star in Dublin, as he pointed out.
I think talked until we're blue in the face.
I think we talked for quite a while, extensively, probably 3 to 4 hours, about the dynamics, the attributes of the music industry, basically.
Ah.
We did. We got into everything.
Pretty much.
We talked about all sorts.
So definitely a great.
And that was at a
fit.
Cloud Communications Alliance event, right?
Correct, absolutely.
Yeah. So that has, you know, that's been a tremendous space for us, obviously, to be in. And obviously, meeting you guys has been, it's been good, I guess.
No, it's really good. And actually, I make it my business to make sure I go to all the CCA events. Actually,
yep.
There's obviously one next week in Miami.
Yep.
So. But that was a really good way to meet. It was kind of the kickstart.
Yeah, it was. You guys hosted that event.
Correct, Blueface were the host company on that particular occasion. And we got to show off Dublin and so on.
We did, because and the other thing I remember distinctly was hearing Fergal talk about Ireland and Dublin and what have you. And I mean, it was I would say a comedy turn is probably the best way to describe it, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
Very descriptive and really,
so,
really
yeah,
interesting.
Obviously, Fergal's the founder of Blueface, and he's a passionate Irishman.
Yeah, yeah. I would say that through and through.
He's a passionate Irishman.
Yeah, I would say that through and through.
Have a lot of fun.
But yeah, it's a, you know, Dublin for our listeners, Dublin is a very vibrant city now. I mean, you know, from the years ago when I was there, I don't remember, we had a chance to go out of an evening and dine as a group. That paved area that's there is fantastic. Full of restaurants. Mm-hmm. It's just alive. The whole area at night was really a buzz. So fantastic place.
Yeah.
You know, I would encourage people to go visit.
Very, very young city as well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, why this made sense for Blueface and Start a Star, and you know what were really some of the things that as you and Norm were having these discussions. What really stuck out is like, look, this would make a lot of sense if we merge.
Well, yeah, it's really interesting because obviously, as we referred earlier, there is this kind of huge kind of market dynamic shift.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to be a global company.
Absolutely.
In this space, to have that reach, to have that local sales capability. And that's fundamentally, I think in many ways, none of our competitors actually have that real local capability.
Right.
I think it's really important. And obviously, the great thing about Blueface and Start a Star is it's very complementary. So mm-hmm. we operate in different jurisdictions historically, so there's no overlap in that respect. But also from a product perspective, there are so many kind of areas where we can actually collaborate at a product level and a platform level. So we each bring really interesting kind of pieces of that puzzle together.
And a very similar background on the product side, both operating on that free search technology. We're more on the hybrid, you're more on the hosted, you know, all the UC products that, you know, we seem to have a great fit for where...
Well, some real complementary technologies there and
what have you. Things are complementing each other really, really well. And as you add all that stuff up, it just makes more and more sense to put the two companies together.
Exactly. It's really complementary. Yeah. And also, the big thing that I should point out for your listeners is obviously culturally, both companies are very, very similar as well. Yeah. As we know, a lot of these kind of M&A deals don't work. But actually, and culture is often the reason why. So one of the really important things to me is actually that there's a really strong entrepreneurial culture and a kind of nice culture across both companies.
I think that was very obvious from the early meetings and what have you.
I think as we drink more and more together too, it'll come out.
No, all seriousness though, I mean, from the time we first met, it was very obvious that, you know, we were out of the same kind of mould culturally, I think, which is such an important thing and what have you. So what I would say though is, looking at your team, it's probably lowered the average age of of people in our organisation, which is great for old guys like myself and Les. So, you know, all the more we can have in the kind of 20s and 30s, that does
speak for yourself. Well, yeah, I'm still in my 30s.
Yeah, well, you're the young guy, and you're the young guy. So but yeah, I think it's great.
So how are you going to be splitting your time now as the CEO of Star to Star and of Blueface? You've got these dual responsibilities. How do you envision seeing yourself split?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I think basically early on, obviously, I'm going to spend as much time as I can here in North America. But going forward, 50% of my time will be outside of North America, 50% in North America. And really, that's fundamentally because of this kind of international development of the group. And, you know, we aren't going to stop opening up new territories and new markets globally. And I think we have to go where our customers are, and our customers are global. So I'd say a lot of my time will be spent on an airplane, I imagine, which is unfortunate for me, but good for the business. But I do fundamentally believe that we need to position ourselves as one of the leading global players in this space, and this is a catalyst to propel us in that direction.
And what would you say to maybe some of our partners that might be, you know, I've actually spoken to quite a few partners. I was talking to one this morning, one of our top partners, and he's very excited about the opportunities that it's going to present. But what would you say to maybe a partner who maybe is a little bit wary?
Concerned, apprehensive. Yeah,
they shouldn't be, but, you know, what would you say to someone like that?
I think fundamentally, because I suppose in many ways Blueface and Star to Star have worked together quite closely for the last year and a half, you know, I have a really good understanding of how Star to Star operates today and how we really kind of embrace the partner model, and we really absolutely do everything we can to support them. And that's not going to change. If anything, it's only going to get better, in my opinion, and there's plenty of room always to improve. But from my perspective, I have no qualms, no uneasiness about saying, look, we are embracing that partner model. We'll do absolutely everything we can. And fundamentally as well, in Europe, I think that Blueface has a huge amount to learn from that partner model that Star to Star operates today. And I think we need to take the best bits and obviously, you know, customize it for the various cultures and so on of those markets. But I fundamentally believe that the partner model is one we will want to grow and evolve and do everything we can to support those partners in every way.
So you have offices, you have an office in Dublin, you got, you know, here now in headquartered now here in Sarasota, but you also have presence in New York.
Absolutely, and Rome.
And Rome, yeah. So really, you know.
The great thing is that if you're a partner, for example, that actually has businesses that operate in lots of jurisdictions,
that's going to be an exciting thing for partners. Yeah.
And being able to now, in addition to the hybrid product, sell the hosted product, and as we move more into this full spectrum idea of everything with SD-WAN and being able to provide a product no matter the situation that the customer's in, I think speaks volumes. I don't think anybody else can compete with that idea of saying to a customer, what's your problem? And if their problem is they need to, you know, work over an MPLS network and they want it to be hosted, boom, okay, no problem. So I think we're the only company that's going to be able to answer that question. There's a little self-promotion there.
I actually genuinely believe that this full spectrum product set is unrivaled in the marketplace and will be. And I think the other great thing is in 2018, we're going to see lots of new product releases without giving too much of a preview to your listeners.
we'll have to do more of that. We'll bring on some other folks for that.
Yeah, but I think if you're a partner, if you're a customer of this combined organization, I think you should be excited that we are actually going to be as innovative as ever and bring really best-in-class products.
Yeah, I mean, the combined strength of the two companies in the marketplace, you know, that you bring to the table as well, and where we're going, I think is fabulous. I mean, I would think, and I haven't had a chance to talk to any partners recently, but
I've spoken to a few, like I said. I was talking to one this morning. I talked to a couple last week, and all I got was excitement and I got a lot of
questions, you know, I'm sure.
Well, a lot of congratulatory notes. Yeah. Congrats on the merger. This is really exciting. Happy to see global. Happy to see more products. So I think I think nothing but positive.
Yeah, so, yeah. 2018, great, exciting time for the company. So.
Cool. So now we got all that formal stuff out of the way.
So yeah, so what David likes to find out from
they like to tease me
whether you have any pets, Alan.
Do you have pets?
We always feature pets on this show.
No pets at all.
Small children. Like, no,
you got small children.
Small children. Yes.
So here's this.
Hey, listen, I have small children too.
I have a 4-year-old, and we've got twins who are 3 months old.
That's awesome.
I have a 5-month-old, so I feel your pain.
So I got.
But I don't have twins.
So our twins were born right during this murder process.
Good timing. I'm sure your wife was thrilled.
I got a 10-year-old granddaughter, and I got a 0-year-old grandson born on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations! Yeah. Brilliant.
Wow. Yeah, it was quite.
You named him Saint Nick.
Quite interesting.
Born on Christmas Day.
Yeah, born on Christmas Day. Yeah, really? Right, a couple of minutes to 10 o'clock.
That's a terrible disadvantage for that child. Yeah. You know, they won't get any gifts.
All the while they're young, so it's when you get older it's the problem, because you know. Well, we thought we'd get you a combined bigger present.
Okay. So kind of get shafted.
So here's the next phase of this, right? I'm going to throw some questions out to you, and you're going to say yes, whether you think, you know, it's your favorite or not. So, right, I'm going to throw three things to you.
This is a new segment called Rapid Fire with Graham Potter.
Guinness, Murphy's, or Jameson?
Guinness.
Oh, it had to be. That'd be right. Rory Gallagher, Phil Lynott, or Gary Moore?
Phil Lynott.
Why Phil Lynott?
This is a rapid-fire question.
Because of the bronze statue. I can tell you the story about the bronze statue.
You broke your rules.
Listen, I can break whatever rules. So when I visited Dublin, 2 years ago?
He just wanted to tell the story.
I do, yeah, because it's awesome. So I was driving in a cab in the early hours of the morning to the hotel, and I said to the cabbie, I got a couple of things, I got some business to do here and what have you, but I'm going to go and run first thing in the morning. And I want to find Phil Lynott's statue. There's a bronze statue of Phil from Thin Lizzy, for those folks out there that don't know a band from the 70s or whatever.
I don't know that.
Very big Irish band. And he said, oh, I went to school with Philip. And so this guy was telling me, I'm sure, throwing me a line or whatever. Anyway, it worked. And I got up the next morning. I ran really, really early, and I went past Trinity and past the Garda and all that lot down there. And I found it. I went up a little side street, and there I was, right up against Phil's statue, which happened to be there, which is not often there because people back into it and knock it over and damage the thing, and it keeps going away to be repaired.
What are you, like the proprietor of this statue?
So I stood there in my sweats after having run, doing a selfie up against this statue of Phil Lynott. So I had to go and visit the man. So right. Yeah, that was all part of my growing up.
Do you visit his like grave site? I don't know if he's still
there.
Alive.
There is a grave site for Philip. Yeah, it was a very sad story actually. But
he was an
awesome musician. Go
that's
on,
it.
Go.
Is that it? You had
that's all I've got. That's the two.
That's a very short rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
The two cool things. Right, now we know it's Guinness. We got that out of the way straight away. So.
I actually don't even know what his music question was because
you wouldn't know any of that anyway.
No, but I mean,
would
like, it was. Oh, gosh, you cracked me up, Grant.
You wouldn't know. Anyway, well, talking about music, I understand you've taken up a stylophone after that last.
Yeah, we'll save that for another one.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we'll let Alan run. I know you got a busy day. Thanks so much for joining
us
today.
Yeah, we're really excited to have you.
We will have you back again. Thank you so
much.
Sure.
Thank you for having me. Much appreciated, gents.
Good luck, and we'll expect big things in 2018. Yeah, thanks, Al.
Absolutely.
You know where we are. Take care.
So that was a great interview. He's a great guy.
He's a nice chap. Yeah.
I think you can really see how excited he is.
Seemed a little nervous. I think he thought to start with, he thought I was going to ask him some kind of crazy questions at the end, and he answered them real straight and real well. So.
I don't even know where to start with you on some of these things. You tell him you're going to ask rapid-fire questions. You ask 1.5 questions and then divert into a story.
No, I asked 2 and then went into a story.
Let's call it half a question.
It was a good lead into a story.
You just wanted to talk about a story.
But no, it was great. And very, very knowledgeable guy, Alan. And Blueface is a company, great, great organization.
Yeah.
So
really good people.
Having the privilege of being over there 2 years ago at a kind of third-party event, CCA event, where many, many companies in our position were there. Blueface actually hosted the event. And so it was great to meet them at that stage.
I remember when you actually came back from the event and you actually said something to me. You said, we met this guys here from this company, this Blueface.
Yeah.
You were telling me all about it.
Complimentary, the
technology. And I kind of just like, that's Graham being Graham.
Yeah. No,
he probably talked about, you know, random music people you've never heard of.
We talked about
Thin Lizzy.
Yeah, you have a clue.
Fat Turtle. And other sort of.
We have to grow your we're going to have to grow your or expand your musical scene.
I actually
scene.
Have a very a large musical repertoire.
Oh, you do? Oh, look what you made me do. Look what you made me do.
Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me. I don't know. That's pretty narrow.
We know that. Mind you, you're getting notoriety out there in the stylophone.
Yeah, how about that? The stylophone.
Yeah, how about it? Check that out.
The lords of stylophone have descended upon
me. So I do all the hard work and introduce you to the stylophone and all the cool things that it brings, including things like David Bowie and the piece of music where that became famous from and what have you. And then below me, listeners, he puts a comment out there and he gets a little tap on the shoulder from the official stylophone who now want to send him one. So I'm going to bring you on this show next time around and actually force you to play a tune, right?
You're going to have to learn a tune. As soon as I get my official stylophone, which I hope is engraved with my name on it.
Probably. I'll sign it if you like.
I will definitely practice a tune and get one ready for you so that I can. I'll be happy to share my stylophone with you.
That's nice.
As you shared yours with me.
That's very nice.
But then I'll take it back and it'll be mine.
Yeah. Okay. I thought it would. So. I think you should give it to your children actually to play and teach them to play.
Yeah,
I
think that will. So. And then I'll never see love it. Again.
It'll be broken.
It'll end up in a toilet somewhere. No, I mean, look, let's go back to the blue face.
Yeah.
I think, I think there's still a lot of questions that'll be, that we'll have to answer throughout the rest of the year. But those answers will come. And I think, we're only going to support our partners even more. I mean, that's the end result of this. Is it's going to be more and more partner support, more and more options for more and more things for partners to sell
with a much greater reach. I mean, that's something that we hear a lot from partners where they're working with companies here in North America who maybe
looking
have some kind of European pan-European operation. Here's Blueface, a company that have done that and built up a background experience in those territories, merging with Star to Star with some technologies that are going to be complementary. It's going to broaden our portfolio no end. So I think that's great.
Yeah.
It's a very exciting time for the company.
Absolutely. I think it's always one of those things where you're trying to figure out if a merger is going to go right. It can always be a little tricky, but this seems to be the right situation at the right time.
Things I've seen with companies and our marketplace, we've talked about on this show many times.
I feel like we talk about it every week.
And actually, when you watch the reaction to announcement that went out last week, there was quite a buzz on Twitter, but from a lot of our analyst friends out there about what's happening. Some of those mergers can be challenging.
Yes.
They can be challenging for the employees. There's a lot of uncertainty. I think we've made it clear, and Norm, our chairman, executive chairman. Made it very clear, the benefits of the company and what we're going to be doing going forward. It's an exciting time. It
Absolutely.
really is. And so I think culturally, knowing these guys and seeing these guys and looking at the technology and the things that they've done, this is a perfect fit. Mm-hmm. It really, really is. And that's such a rarity to find when you see these things happen in the marketplace. So, yeah, I think it's great. Good to
Absolutely.
See.
Absolutely. I can't say it anymore.
Good to see.
We wanted to get this episode out there.
Yeah.
Make sure we talked a little bit about it. And listen, we'll be back in a few weeks with another fantastic episode with another top-notch guest.
Yeah, maybe even hear David play a tune or two.
Yeah, I'll be back with my stylophone. My stylophone repertoire will be quite large.
It'll be larger than it is today.
Alrighty. For Heads in the Cloud, I'm David Portnowitz.
I'm Graham Potter.
Adios, muchachos.
Keep it solid.